This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. The Emmy Awards are on Sunday, and if you haven't seen all of the nominated shows, you do have a good excuse. There's a whole lot of television out there, courtesy of Netflix and Amazon and cable, and of course, the networks. There are something like 400 scripted shows over the course of a year, which makes it a great time to be a TV fan and an absolutely exhausting time to be a TV critic. Marketplace's Adrian Hill sat down with TV critics Brian Lowry from Variety and Mary McNamara from the LA Times to see how they're holding up. First, here's Brian.
There was a time when you were a critic when you could focus your attention on sort of a part of the year from after Labor Day until Memorial Day. And then there was some opportunity to catch your breath and start sort of focusing and remarshaling your energy and efforts for the fall. That cycle now never ends.
For critics and for people who cover television, there is too much television. It's like, you know, I look at my editor, and when I'm talking to other editors at the paper, I'm like, imagine you're the sports editor, and now suddenly there are 50 new sports, and they each have 50 teams, and you're supposed to cover it with the same amount of people. That is what is happening in television right now.
There are as many shows premiering in June or July, oftentimes, as there are in September, and there's certainly as many premiering in January and February. Because of the binge phenomenon, I will now hear from viewers or readers who are angry if I review a show based on the 3 or 4 or 5 episodes that were made available, saying, well, how can you review something based on the first 4 or 5 without seeing all 12?
I mean, it takes like 2 hours to program my DVR because I had to get one of the ones where, you know, you can tape 15 things, and I have the East Coast feed so I can tape it in 2 times. And so then it's like this whole, okay, well, if I do it, then I don't want to fill up on this time frame and I need to, you know, keep it. It's insane.
There are days where I probably watch 8 or 10 hours of television. And the reason I don't want to do that is, one, because I will look like the Pillsbury Doughboy, and two, because I think you start to reach a point where you're just numb.
I can only watch, I don't know, like 4 hours before without a break. You get this special headache. I mean, there are different headaches. You get the headache from the scripted drama, but then in the documentary. But the worst headache is the one where, like, you have to watch if there's, like, a news event, and you have to watch it continue. There's a headache that I can't even describe.
What I will occasionally do, I will confess, if I get a show especially where they send out 4 or 5 episodes, and I see the first 2 and I'm not really digging it, I might watch the 3rd and 4th while I'm writing.
You know, I'm watching it all the time. I'm watching television all the time, which is really great because I have 3 kids. And so when I tell them, stop watching so much TV, you know, it really doesn't have the credibility that it might. It'll rot your brain, except for mine.
That was Variety's Brian Lowry and Mary McNamara from the LA Times.